Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. One moment for the first question, please. And our first question today comes from the line of Ulbert Schramm-Fuchs of Macquarie. Please go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen. Thanks very much for taking my questions. Got a few, actually. I wanted to start with the negative effect from the Scotra stake. It's essentially the only negative effect in your numbers was our estimates. Could you please give us a little bit more color of what happened there and why you booked a more than $20 million loss there? Second question, I wanted to ask you about EconGuard. There's been a number of press articles in Austria in recent days following the conclusion of the Gazprom renegotiation. So I just wondered if you could give us a little bit more color on how you see your future in EconGuard, if there's a need for an equity raise, if you plan to contribute, or if there's even a possibility of you selling your stake, I guess, for very little to OMV. And then third question, I know you just mentioned two explanations of why your earnings will rebound will not take us back to the level of the 1.10 euro, 1.20 euro EPS that we've seen in prior years. But could you probably try and give us a bit more color on where do you see the most effects versus like the earnings of 2-3 years ago, and why we can't get back to this level in the current fiscal year? Thanks very much.
Okay, thanks a lot. I think these are main questions. I try to address them now. In Albania, there was a change in the government, and you know we have developed the project under the former government, and the concession period starts with the construction of the plant. And this there was a delay also due to floods, and so we had there additional costs, which we think it's fair that it's covered by a longer concession period. So this was the factor which we are pursuing over time. The second is that we have an off-take agreement with the state company Cash there, and they were late in their payments, and we had to take the guarantee. So there's obviously sign that they are weakening even in the state companies to fulfill their obligation. And the third is that part of our calculation always have been that we get CO2 certificates, and the value of them is also not on the midterm on their original basis. Therefore, we draw the conclusion that we take the negative result here on the project company.
Could I just interrupt you there before you move on?
Sure.
Just want to get this right. So essentially, the government has chosen not to extend your concession period, is that right?
No, it's open.
It's open. Okay. So you've taken...
We pursue it, but we think under these circumstances that it's not very probable that this is done, at least in a way which is satisfying for us.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Okay, regarding EconGuard, you can imagine this is a very sensitive issue if you're not even bilateral negotiating, but if there are three partners. But going back to the history of EconGuard, it has served as a shared vehicle for the import of gas from Norway and Russia, and even to market the gas which is locally exploited very well during the last 10 years. But there's also, besides of this long-term gas contract, there is a LNG gate stake in this company. And together with these turbulences of the energy market, and of course, especially on the gas market, the original business model as it is now is not working anymore the way it has done in the past. Now there are different possibilities how to solve it. We use the term restructuring not only in these current press articles, but also over the last year And I think it's also fitting to OMV's wording on this. It is an open negotiating, but we think the business model has to be changed. And as you can imagine, the question of time, how the gas market is adjusting, is more or less also deciding the value of the company. So this is the Econ Gas kind of thing. And regarding the outlook result, as you see in the environmental service division, due to the delay of the big project, there is also in our expectation a lower contribution in the future. As you have seen in Walsum, we had to take a provision there, which is now totaling to under 27 million euros. Of course, on the basis of a midterm expectation, how electricity prices will develop, we have seen that this kind of development prices go sidewise. It's even on the forward basis going on, and this is also affecting our evaluation of Walsum. And in the network business, which is not just the electricity and gas business, it's also the cable TV and internet business, so this is also included there. We had very high results in the last years. There has been new regulatory periods now for electricity coming. There is a cut coming for the prices on the electricity side. Therefore, we think there will be a weaker result in the network division because they are also investing these years a lot there to secure the supply. Therefore, we have higher investment there. And under the bottom line, it is even too warm these weeks. So in the current business year, we have higher temperatures than we had in the last year. Even higher temperatures on the average over the last 10 years. So let's see how the winter is developing. But so far, and it's almost mid of December, it is too warm for the normal business development. Is this answering your question?
It does. If I could just sort of one follow up, please, with regards to Walsum. I take it, your guidance would not include any potential positive one-off, and secondly, if power prices were to move sideways from here, would you see a need over time to increase the provisioning level?
See, we are working regarding all our assets in the field of generation on the basis of a pure study and the additional information we can get. All these studies expect that this kind of valley of electricity prices should be over in a couple of years. Question mark is when and how much are prices going up. And depending on these scenarios, of course, you always have to do the impairment. And in this case, we did the impairment of all assets and came to the conclusion that we have to increase the provision on this contract, supply contract on Walsum, with 60 million euros in this year. So if you have a look on the overall result, you see also that in this result is included an additional provision of 60 million euros, which we were able to take also.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by one on your telephone for questions. Our next question comes from the line of Alex Karnick of Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Good morning. I have effectively three projects. You've mentioned in the grid segment that the EBIT was basically influenced or not influenced by a customer project that was not billed yet. Maybe you could give some sort of an impact of how EBIT would have looked like if the project would have been billed. First question. Second question is, E-Control has lowered or has approved the lowering of the grid tariffs by 9.3%. I understand some of that will be sort of more a pass-through for you as you have lower costs as well. But could you give us sort of on a normalized level, maybe from a 2012 and 13 base on, an idea of how your grid business could look like when we consider that? And if we put these two things which are grid related together, And you obviously gave some sort of an idea of the net income for 2013-14, how would that translate maybe into EBIT and revenues for the group? Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks a lot. I think for the first question, maybe there's a misunderstanding. You know, we are building grid equipment for customers, and depending on the status of the project, it's sometimes not invoiced. It is not material. Of course, regarding the strong renewable energy activities we are having and the wind activities, in these years we are building more facilities, also substations for customers, but this is not affecting the midterm view on the grid business itself. It is a good business, but it is not infecting this a lot. As you really, targeted the question of the cut of the network tariffs, it's an ongoing procedure now. The numbers have been published and the directive has been published, but due to their legal procedure, the regulatory authorities have to confirm that. But if we're taking this as a fact, and we did this already, it's already in our budget and it's also in our guidance we were giving already. So it's not something which is coming out of the nowhere. It is also partly cost from the higher grid levels. So the end customer result is also taking into the calculation of the other levels of the grid. And of course, what I think is the most important thing is that we take this higher capex in the grid in the upcoming years, but this goes also in the regulatory asset base. So it is really part of the ongoing, constant and stable business. So I would not be too much concerned on short-term EBIT results changes in this field. Yeah, the overall grid business is solid, robust, and we are the benchmark in the industry in grid operations of our size. Yeah, so we're very, very comfortable with this business.
Okay, and maybe that's helpful. And can you give us some sort of at least some directional idea about EBIT and revenues, which are matching your improved guidance? Shall we assume this is roughly a flat level in a way, and then obviously the improvement net income comes from the one-off?
Well, from my point of view, it is too deep to go the one level deeper. I think the guidance I can give you is, it's more influenced by the higher capex, because this is really an effort we are taking now, which is influencing the development of the result. It is not changing the reception of the grid business there.
I meant now for the group. Sorry, for the group.
Oh, for the group, So we try to give guidance here, which is published also, that we said, okay, we are not reaching the levels from last year. I think for the rule of thumb, it would be easy if you just say, okay, they took extraordinary hits on the financial results, so this is one off, so next year you take just this correction and put it together and then you go through the roof. This is not taking place, definitely not, because of the development of the energy market. So we will be lower on this. We have to live with this. We will increase the efficiency, of course. But for us, the most important thing is that we are stable, in the sense that also capital markets can evaluate us on this stability kind of question.
So we could, so the interpretation would be stable to, let's say, slightly down EBIT, and then the biggest impact comes from the correction of the one-off.
Yeah, and then you have to take into account the winter has started, but for us, these couple of weeks and months is the most important winter season. So we make in our energy business our result in this time. So this is something which is given. And the second thing is that we also not quite sure how we can stabilize the situation in Bulgaria, regarding that we have the claim. And maybe just to add on this also, the High Supreme Court in Bulgaria confirmed that the regulatory decision from last summer was illegal, not corresponding to the law. Also, the regulatory authority confirmed the damage they have taken. They claim that they will set us off in the next period. But as you can imagine, we are very carefully following the situation. And by the way, we have a pending investment protection case also. So please take into consideration that I'm limited here also to comment on that.
Fine. Okay. Thank you very much. Anyway.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're still waiting for further questions. You may now use your opportunity to ask questions. To do so, please press star followed by one on your telephone. And our next question comes from the line of Richard Alderman from Macquarie. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Could I just ask a clarification question on the environmental business and then maybe one other? You talk about the lower result this year as a result of significantly lower projects completed. Can you just clarify how many projects you did actually complete in the year and how many of the nine that are ongoing you expect to finish in the current year? I'm trying to get some understanding of where you think the environmental business will outturn in the coming year. Is it going to be similar level or slightly higher? And then maybe could you just comment on, given the improved cash flow situation and the relatively modest capital plan, what you think is the likely policy on dividends going forward? In the past, you've talked about modestly increasing the payout ratio. And then could you just perhaps give us a little bit more color on the cost-cutting plan? Will you perhaps come out with a more formal target, a harder number going forward?
Okay, regarding the environmental service business, we completed a cogeneration plant, Blockheizkraftwerk Lubatschi in Moscow, and appeared before. Therefore, this is the difference coming from. As you know, and as I tried to describe, we are working on a couple of projects, but of course, they are, most of them are just turnkey projects, so not BOT kind of project. So the big step are the two projects in Moscow, and therefore delays coming for what we also did. We took a provision to protect our legal rights in Moscow, and therefore this was also influencing our results there. Maybe I take the opportunity to go a bit further on Moscow. Also, as you know, we are working there with German daughter companies. The project or the subcontractor are having guarantees from the German Republic, so hopefully after the new German government is in place, the Ministry of Economic Affairs will help us to solve the problem there. This is also a little bit influencing our expectations on the future, because of course if you have a situation like that you have to be very careful not to give the wrong signal. This is affecting our expectation on the environmental service division as long as these questions are open, and we hope that in the first half year 2014 we'll have here a clear picture which we also can then communicate easily. Regarding the dividend policy, we gave ourselves the target on the around 40%. Of course, we are much above the 40%. Please take this not as a trend. So the 40% in this environment, we think, is a fair payout ratio. If the environment is stabilizing, if we have more clear guidance regarding the energy market, I think then it's easier to readjust also this position. I have seen the news that the big players in the market also readjusting their dividend payout ratio and policy. So I think this is part of the overall environment. And I think the last question you were addressing was regarding efficiency program. As you know, we have a lot of efficiencies to gain, especially in Southeast, if we reduce further the OPEX, and the OPEX there is pretty much also driven by losses. Yeah? So one of the main possibilities for us to improve is just to increase the efficiency on the overall operations into these countries. But also, of course, after this phase of growth, in the last 5 years, and now the more consolidation, we have to make sure that we use our resources in the most efficient way, so there will be adjustments there. And of course, regarding the generation activities, we have this 3-year contract regarding the thermal power plants to be backing up the German system, but we're also working on the restructuring on our thermal power production division to make sure that we run this most efficiently. Altogether, will this have an effect on our OPEX, but as all good projects are, you need some time to analyze, you have to do the right decision, and then we will also announce what kind of result will come from that.
Thank you.
Our next question is a follow-up question from the line of Robert Schramm-Fuchs of Macquarie. Please go ahead.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my follow-up. Just wanted to come back to the environmental services segment. Now, you say you currently have an order backlog of 542 million, which isn't actually that much lower than the 586 you came into this year with. So I was just wondering, is all of the backlog reliable? Is all of the backlog under some stage of execution? So wouldn't the backlog suggest that there isn't actually that much downside year over year in that area? And my second question would be on the lawsuits in Bulgaria and Valsum. So you indicated, if I understood you correctly, that in Bulgaria you may have been promised that you'd be recompensed for your 40 million whatever the number is loss that you took, and that could happen. Would it be from this year, this fiscal year onwards, or would it be in later periods? And just with regards to the other lawsuit, Valsum, I was wondering if you had if you wanted to share a sense of timing with us there.
Okay, Robert, I think this is a good topic also. You might have seen that we announced that the project company will claim 600 million euros. But this is, of course, the project company, and we are only a 49% stakeholder there. From our point of view, the project, as you know, has been 3 years late. There has been a restructuring cost to reconstruct part of the boiler. There has been delay also to CO2 kind of incentives kind of thing. So this is piling up to this huge amount. The core, and this we also confirmed in the press conference, the core is beside of the delay and the CO2 emission rights we lost, is that the construction of the boiler was around 85 million euros. Yeah, so this is the overall splitting of this question. Hitachi Europe and Japan, they are having 12 other plants in this category. So we think all sides have an interest to close this chapter as fast as possible. Yeah? But if it's really going to court, then it might take some time to be settled. Normally, these kind of processes need at least 2 years. Yeah? So no doubt about that. In Bulgaria, we have a different situation because there we had really filed for the arbitrage court already. They are now in the status to form the three-person panel now, and we expect that the court will start to operate on the basis of the filings of both sides at the beginning 2014. We are preparing now the material. What is important maybe for you also to know is that in this case, it is not about the renewable, the additional cost of the renewable pre-financing. It is under the bottom line, also on other claims where the regulation of the state was not fulfilling the original as part of the privatization given securities. Yeah? So there the case will be also bigger than just the additional cost for the renewable energy. What you might see if you look into the in the accounts, then you see that we have activated a regulatory asset to have the claim into our books, and there you see also the size, what the actual loss on costs are here over this period of 13 months, because as announced before, the state changed the law in on the first for the 1st of August 2013. After the kind of interim period of 30 months have been over, the 40 million you mentioned, this was for the period between July 2012 and the end of August 2013. Yeah, so you have to put the number to the time period. Okay, I think colleagues told me that there's the first question regarding the environmental project. The number you mentioned, this is the contract volume which is contracted already, and of course EVN is complying to its contract, but of course Moscow is the big chunk of it. Yeah? Therefore, this is the sensitivity we are seeing here and why we are so carefully giving only guidance for the future. Of course, besides Moscow, there are also a big of potential in other markets of the region. For example, but I can only go to this point, there is a big tender for a waste incineration in Istanbul ongoing, where we participate.
Okay, thanks very much.
And our next question comes from the line of Theresa Schönwald of Raiffeisen Centrobank AG. Please go ahead.
Good morning. I have one question regarding smart metering and the tenders that have been stopped. If you could give us a time frame for the restart and actually a general CapEx outlook for next year.
Yeah, Theresa, you know this topic is quite heated in the Austrian debate, as you know, and there are a lot of issues which are still open. As we confirmed today in the press conference, we said, okay, we see that there's a necessity that the state regulatory authority or even the legislative body is clarifying their changes in the energy law, because they did a change before the summer which is causing questions all over the industry. We also see a certain development in Germany here, and as you know, the European directive gives the state the right to check if the rollout of smart metering is having also a is making a macroeconomic sense. Yeah? So we are prepared to go ahead if this kind of open questions, which are the question how much the customer can also decide if he wants the smart meter, and how this kind of protection of the customer data is solved. Yeah? So, these changes before the summer by the parliamentarians have caused additional questions. Therefore, we said, okay, we are ready, but we are not starting to buy something where then the preconditions are changing, and we are not doing a rollout, which is costing a lot of money. And at the end, the customer before this this security is not given. And therefore, we expect also that it will be quite hard to reach the original target, yeah, which is, as you know, a step-by-step rollout, which we should follow.
No, I was just wondering if there was a time frame for the repair of the law.
Okay, no, Teresa, you are much ahead. You know, there's not a government yet. Yeah, maybe at the end of this conference call we have one. Yeah, at least I would expect that we need a couple of weeks to be active on this. Yeah, but I would expect the smart meter as the energy efficiency issue, which is another pending issue, which is from great importance of the industry, is pretty much up the list of the new government, because it's not only affecting us, it's also affecting a lot of businesses, also giving opportunities, and therefore everyone wants to have a clarification here. So I would expect that in the first quarter of 2014, or at least till the summer. Things should be clear here.
The CapEx?
Yeah, the CapEx demand, the CapEx development. Yeah, we see depending on the environment, so between 350 and 400 million euros. Of course, we will try to increase our flexibility here, depending on the overall situation. But this is the CapEx level I would see in the next 2-3 years.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And our next question is a follow-up question from the line of Richard Alderman from Macquarie. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks for taking my follow-up question. Just a clarification point on the issue around the Bulgarian arbitration panel. You say that they're going to sit in early Q1. Could you just say when you think you might get the answer? And if they rule in your favour, is that then binding on the government, or is there another further legal process after that that could take place?
Okay, Robert, did I get you right? You're talking about Bulgaria. I'm getting confused with all this ongoing legal procedure.
Yes, sorry, the Bulgarian arbitration you were talking about earlier.
I can just refer to the experience we made in Macedonia. Yeah, there, the whole process, yeah, you have to expect that it takes at least 2 years on the international level. But if things are in place and both sides have evaluated the facts and the arguments and see how the judges are addressing the issues, this might open up the possibility to find a solution out of court. This was exactly what was happening in Macedonia. So we have to expect on the timeline at least 2 years. What our strategy, and this is also what we refer to the Bulgarian government, is wouldn't it be better to come to the table and put the facts on the table and try to find a solution instead of paying high international lawyers to do the job for us.
Okay, thank you.